From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. BP says its engineers are back at it, shooting heavy mud, golf balls, and other debris into its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. The operation began on Wednesday, but BP says it's still too early to tell whether it's working. As oil continues to spread, federal officials have closed more of it to fishing. But as NPR's Frank Morris reports, some Louisiana fishermen say media reports have exaggerated the scope of the closures.
State officials have left some coastal waters open to fishing. Fishing charter boat captains complain that story's not getting out, that news reports have spooked their customers. Dan Dix stands at the marina cleaning a pile of maybe 60 fish.
We're now down to about 7% of the area to fish. But still, 7% of the area in Venice is better than 100% of the area in anywhere else.
Dix doesn't like talk that the largest spill in U.S. history could wall off fishing spots here for years to come. He says unless his customers come back, he could be out of business in a matter of weeks. Frank Morris, NPR News, Venice, Louisiana.
At a two-day economic meeting in South Korea, leaders of South Korea, Japan, and China are also discussing the sinking of a South Korean warship. The BBC's John Sudworth reports South Korea wants China, North Korea's main ally, to agree that North Korea is to blame for the sinking.
Japan's Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama, even before arriving here for this summit, had made clear his support for South Korea's position. The question is whether Seoul can persuade Beijing to follow suit and throw its weight behind the findings that the warship that sank in March was attacked by a torpedo launched from a North Korean submarine. Premier Wen Jiabao says China is still considering the evidence.
The BBC's John Sudworth reporting from Seoul. 46 sailors were killed in the March incident. A battle between the Environmental Protection Agency and the state of Texas has intensified, as we hear from NPR's Wade Goodwin in Dallas.
Instead of holding air polluters like refineries and power plants to federal clean air standards, Texas has developed what it calls flexible permits. Under the Bush administration, the EPA did not act, but with the new administration has come a new EPA attitude toward Texas's flexible standards. Earlier this week, the EPA took over the permitting process for a refinery in Corpus Christi and indicated that was only the beginning. Today, Texas Governor Rick Perry appealed to President Obama in a letter to stop the EPA's takeover of Texas's permitting process, saying it would kill jobs and undermine energy supplies if Texas were held to federal standards. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Travelers are being more conscious of their budget and abandoning air travel this holiday weekend. Auto Club AAA says about 28 million Americans will take to the roads this Memorial Day weekend, about 1.6 million more than last year. This is NPR. President Obama is calling on Americans to observe Memorial Day not only with family barbecues, but by remembering and honoring the U.S. troops who have given their lives in service. The president used his weekly media address to reflect on what the nation can do for the men and women who have died in uniform. Mr. Obama says combat troops must have the support they need in the field, and that veterans must get the assistance they need when they come home. Polls are open in the Czech Republic today, where voters are deciding on a new parliament. Bruce Konweiser from Prague reports the election pits leftist pledges to protect people from economic disaster against right-wing warnings that the left will push the country into bankruptcy.
For more than a decade, Czech politics has been dominated by two large parties from across the political divide. But Jan Hartl, who is director of one of the country's top polling agencies, says voters are now looking for alternatives.
The message is that there's a growing disenchantment, dissatisfaction with the way two strongest parties operate in the country.
The Social Democrats are expected to win the lion's share of today's votes, but their overall numbers are likely to be down modestly from 4 years ago. The right side of the political spectrum is now deeply fractured, and the Civic Democrats are expected to suffer substantial losses to two new emerging parties on the right. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konweiser in Prague.
A published report says the U.S. military is drawing up plans for a unilateral attack on the Pakistani Taliban that would be put into play if Pakistani militants carry out an attack inside the U.S. The Washington Post says planning for a retaliatory strike was discussed after officials learned of a connection between alleged Times Square would-be bomber Faisal Shahzad and the Pakistani Taliban. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.